So this is an interview conducted by Michael McCarthy of Mill Lane Toft with Mr. Richard Howard of School Lane Toft, recorded on the 4th of October 2010. Just tell me a little about your own personal interest in bell ringing. When did it begin?
Well, it began really when Terry Waite was released from captivity.
Oh, yes.
And I have here one or two letters from Terry Waite, which I hold in great regard.
This one is dated the 15th of March, 1999.
That's right. Yes. When Terry Waite was released, the churches were asked to ring their bells at a certain, I think it was a midday on a certain day, as an expression of gratitude for his release. So Anne Mitchell, my wife Joan and myself, we went up into the tower, and we had never really pulled a rope seriously, so we tolled the bells, that is, we didn't take them through 360 degrees, we just rocked them from side to side. And of course, the bells soon get out of synchronisation when you do that, and it makes a heck of a noise. But we did fulfil our obligation, we thought. We rang the bells as this expression of gratitude, and that's when our interest started.
I see. So that was 1999, 11 yes. years from ago from this time. And at that time, were there enough people in Toft who were interested in doing bell ringing?
Well, not at that time. Doris Llewellyn, yes. Now, she's passed away now, but she showed an interest, and both my wife, Doris, and myself, we went on a bell ringing course, a week's course in Essex, which was delightful because we rang in beautiful little churches as they taught us to ring. But most of our instruction came from Maureen Warner, who lives in Barton and rings the Barton bells. And Marina comes from the Warner family that cast Big Ben.
Oh, I see.
So there's a great tradition. It was a great privilege there to have rung with her, and she really taught us how to ring.
Yes. What satisfaction and joy do you get from ringing the bells, and can you put that into words?
Well, yes. First of all, of course, it is a physical exercise. Now, I've one might say advancing years.
Would you care to tell us how old you are, Richard?
Not at all. My next birthday will be 90. And I find that the physical exercise is very good, but in addition to that, trying to remember the permutations when we're ringing methods, I find that is a wonderful mental stimulus.
Mm.
So, yes, it has two great advantages.
Yes, it's a kind of mathematical exercise, is it, for you?
Observation, perhaps, would be better than saying mathematical.
Mm. Observing the other
ropes. Observing the other ropes, yes.
Right, yes.
Because the way the bell rings, when you pull the rope, the bell doesn't ring immediately. The bell has to do a full 360-degree turn, so when you start it off on its ring, the bell doesn't ring till it's going up, nearly completing the 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. So your bell doesn't ring when you pull the rope. So it's no good following the sound of the rings, although, of course, you listen to the sound of the rings to know whether you are pulling too soon or pulling too late. But it is more a question of observation.
Right. Now, you have the title of captain of the
tower captain. It is the universal expression.
And what are the duties, responsibilities, powers, or whatever, of a tower captain?
Well, it is, of course, to find ringers whenever they're needed. It is to keep a watch on the mechanical they've got to be serviceable all the time, and the mechanics has got to be up to date.
Yes.
So one has to keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the occasion of the release of Terry Waite. So that was obviously an important occasion. What other important occasions are there for ringing bells in Toft?
Well, there are national occasions when, for instance, similar to this release of Terry Waite, national expressions of thanksgiving for perhaps wars and coronations, that sort of thing. But mostly it's the major reasons for weddings and before service to call people to prayer.
Yes. Mm. They were rung on New Year's Day this year, weren't they?
Yes, we try to ring them, to ring the New Year in at midnight. Mm. We always warn the neighbours, but they're nearly always, well, they always are very enthusiastic about this.
Yes.
We always tell the neighbours if we have visiting teams, as we frequently do, mm-hmm. from all over the country, mm-hmm. and we tell the neighbours first and ask, because if they've got a garden party on or something of that sort, we wouldn't allow it to happen. But the neighbours are very, very pleasant and enthusiastic. Yes.
I'm sure they must be, yes. Let's shift a little now and talk about the bell tower and the bells themselves. You've produced a very nice little booklet that's available free of charge in the church, at the back of the church in the bell tower area, in which you describe the brief history of the tower itself, including a time when it collapsed completely.
Yes.
Do you like to give us a brief
history? Yes, I could give you an interesting anecdote in relation to that. When we first moved into the village some 45 years ago, of course, designing our own garden and putting down concrete paths and patios and that sort of thing, I required sand and gravel. And I discovered that there was a person that you could buy this from in Bourne, and his name was Mr. Gage. The Gage family are still, I think, thriving in Bourne. And I went there to get some gravel one day and got into conversation with him. And he said, I was standing almost in this spot, he said, before the turn of the century. He said, and I saw a great cloud of dust go up in the air. He said, and it was your tower collapsing.
My goodness me.
So it was quite thrilling, really, to have sort of personal contact with somebody. An eyewitness.
Yes.
I have since spoken to his daughter to confirm my story, because these stories do get a little bit out of hand over the years.
They get embroidered, don't they?
Embroidered, but I have no need to do that. And she confirmed that, yes.
Mm. Is it known why the tower collapsed?
Yes, well, it was undergoing some sort of renovation. Mm-hmm. The builders were there, I think, when it happened.
Yes.
It was at one time a wooden tower. We have a picture of the tower, which was stone. The picture is dated 1743.
Mm. Yes.
And then when the tower collapsed, a wooden structure was put there to protect the church against damp, presumably.
Yes. And then the present tower was constructed. Yes. Richard, thank you very, very much indeed. This will, I hope, remain in the Toft Archive for generations to come. And I'm sure that people will always find it interesting to hear about this important aspect of our village history. So thank you very much indeed.
It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.